You may speak your mind, Captain Fairbairn. I know you want to.
My mind? Yes, I suppose that's all I have control over anymore. So I will speak it. I am pondering whether your continued miserable existence is worth the lives of so many men. She frowned and turned back to the mirror, touching her long black hair into place. Pondering such mysteries? What have you concluded? That it is not. She looked at him sternly. You always were a stodgy Puritan. One would have thought after such a long time you would have lightened up, Captain Fairbairn. Her eyes narrowed in an angry glare. What did I ever see in you, anyway? Goldtooth laughed. You chose the better of us too, Annie. Her anger faded. You are always twice the man Captain Fairbairn ever was. Can't I convince you to stay just a little longer? She stroked his cheek, twisting a finger playfully in his beard. You tempt a man mightily, Annie. But you know my feet long for the deck of the forbidden ways, and my eye is set upon that glorious cold emptiness of space, these digs curious as they are. They're as much a prison for my soul as your jars are for the mortals they contain. She was about to reply when her back went straight and her head cocked to one side, as if listening to something Goldtooth couldn't hear. Her lips hitched up, and a gleam of admiration came to her eyes. How resourceful! Those young people have escaped all on their own. Wait, not on their own. There is another with them. Her face hardened. An old friend, who has proved himself to be less than loyal. He will be punished for his unfaithfulness. Annie summoned the rats and the birds. Capture the runaways!